Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Chris Rollins, the founder of Chris Rollins Coaching, which helps organizations develop empowering and inclusive workplaces through leadership labs, workshops, and executive coaching programs. And Mr. Rollins, thanks for joining us here today.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Eric.
Now, you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So as 2022 has come and gone, what trends have you seen emerge in workplace culture, and what challenges do you foresee continuing into this year, 2023?
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into this topic. So three things as I think about 2022, I think about them as the three Fs. So flexibility, fairness, and fulfillment. And I'll talk briefly about each one. So when it comes to flexibility, I think we saw pretty clearly in 2020 and 2021, companies trying to figure out their approach to hybrid remote workplaces. And I think in 2022, companies are really starting to settle into what's working for them. And the more conversations I have with companies, the more I'm seeing that they've gotten pretty comfortable with their approach to how they want to mix up hybrid, in-person, remote work, et cetera. When it comes to fairness, I think this has been a big topic in 2022, fairness and equity. So are folks getting equal access at their companies to opportunities for growth? And are they getting paid fairly for their work? And one key area I think to look at here is with ERG leadership. ERGs, I think, have really exploded in the last couple of years as a way to create connection and community among folks of different identities and communities, and really looking at how are we compensating and resourcing ERG leaders who are taking on those extra responsibilities above and beyond their day jobs. And fulfillment, I think people are really redefining what success looks like for them, and priorities have shifted from this accelerated career growth at all costs to how can I, you know, grow my career in a measured way that supports a well-rounded lifestyle. So it's not about how can I make my life fit around my job, but how can I make my job fit into my ideal experience of life? And so I think the challenge going into next year is how can managers who have a huge responsibility as the frontline leaders dealing with their employees, how can they support them to bring their whole selves to work to navigate all the challenges and uncertainty that's sure to come in the year ahead?
Certainly appreciate your thoughts and feedback as we get things underway here today. Now, also, what can companies be doing to start developing stronger workplace cultures now to avoid some of the challenges in the future?
Yeah, so I think that point about managers, we've known for years, really, that managers play a crucial role in employee engagement, and that on average, managers are under-resourced and underdeveloped. There's a huge, huge market for manager training programs. And I think while there are some great programs out there, I think we need to shift the focus to how do we help managers become stronger coaches for their employees? Because people are bringing a lot more issues that frankly bleed also into their personal lives. And I think the organizations that are going to win in the future are the organizations that really put their people first. And we need to have managers who are equipped and confident to have coaching conversations with their people to help them really bring out the solutions that are going to make them be successful and focus on bringing out the talent and skill from their employees across the board.
Yeah, most helpful. Your response there in coaching is certainly needed in this area, and we're appreciative of you're offering this in this space as well. Now, tell us more about what a coaching culture is and what type of positive outcomes companies could expect.
Yeah, I think first I'll just quickly touch on coaching, which I love the Neuro Leadership Institute uses this definition of coaching, which is to facilitate positive change by improving people's thinking. So if you think about an organization and most of the knowledge workers today, and I work with a lot of tech companies, I mean, people are getting paid to think, right? They're getting paid to make decisions. So coaching is about how to help them think better. So a coaching culture is really about creating an environment where most people in the organization are using coaching principles when they're leading teams, managing folks, influencing and communicating with one another. So coaching really becomes embedded in the culture. And so at scale, we're talking about improving people's thinking so that they can move forward faster. And this just creates a ripple effect. So, you know, employees feel more empowered. You know, there's a focus on the whole person. They're bringing, you know, working towards personal goals and professional goals. And really, I mean, any organizational challenge or goal that they have, you can tie it back to coaching and create a strategy where coaching can be a solution to help solve some of these issues, whether it's recruitment, retention, engagement, collaboration, et cetera. So I think coaching culture is about embedding that across the business. And some of the positive outcomes really can be endless as long as you're being strategic about how you're tying coaching into your goals for the business.
Yeah, good stuff there, and really appreciate your insight and information shared so far today. We're speaking with Chris Rollins, the founder of Chris Rollins Coaching, which helps organizations develop empowering and inclusive workplaces through leadership labs, workshops, and executive coaching programs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, Mr. Rollins, what structure do you need in place in order to start building a coaching culture?
Yeah, I mean, I think for organizations that are just getting started, it's pretty simple. I think there's three things that you need to get started. The first is, as an organization, you really need to be bought into what I call a people first mindset. So as a company, being committed to this idea that if we focus on creating an experience for our people that will help them thrive, then our customers will thrive, our business will thrive. And so the decisions that we're making are really about how can we support our people, giving them the resources they need to be their best selves and to do their best work. So adopting a people-first mindset, I think, is crucial. The second is really identifying an internal champion for creating a coaching culture, which typically is you know, the head of HR who has that level of influence across the organization, who's really committed to coaching as a way of leading, as a way of communicating across the organization. And the third is just, like I said before, having clear organizational goals. If we're going to implement a coaching culture, what's the purpose? What's the desired outcome here? What are we as an organization looking to achieve when it comes to our people? Is it recruitment? Is it retention? Is it innovation? Is it growth? And tying our coaching culture and strategy to these goals. So that's really all you need to get started. And once you get started, then we can talk about, you know, some of the structures that would be helpful to keep things going. Of course, like having a budget that's dedicated to coaching, creating a coaching framework that is well known across the business. But it's pretty simple to get started. All you need is the right mindset, having someone who can champion this, and making sure you've got clear goals for what you want to accomplish.
Now, you just mentioned how to start building a coaching culture. As we conclude today, what are the ways that companies can develop a coaching culture, which is definitely different than starting to do this?
Yeah, again, so I'll give you three different ways that folks can actually implement a coaching culture, starting from lowest level of commitment. So the first thing I always recommend to my clients is just to create a workshop, create a coaching workshop. You can build one yourself. You can bring someone in to lead that for you, but introduce your managers and your leaders to the basic principles of coaching and just have them experience, not just teach them about coaching, but have them be coached and coach each other, have them experience coaching in a way that's, you know, professionally led, right? And to have them really start to understand the basics of how coaching works and have them experience the impact of what creating insights through a coaching session can have so that they're moving forward with clear action. So I just did this with a company recently, a group of new managers and a company, the head of HR wanted to make sure that their teams were really starting off with this approach to leading from a place of empathy and humility and curiosity, and coaching is, is such a perfect way to embed those skills. So the first is just introduce your people to coaching with a workshop. The second, I think, is hiring a coach for your head of people. So I'm a former head of people. I used to run the HR team for about 150 person company in New York. And as the head of people, I think that is such a crucial role to be a model for what good coaching likes, what good coaching looks like across the organization. So people are constantly coming to HR with interpersonal challenges. And as the head of people, you need to be well equipped to coach those folks through those challenges. So bring in a coach to guide your head of people so that they themselves can be a really good coach for the organization. So that's the second thing I would say. And then the third thing in creating a coaching culture is to really invest in your managers, that mid-level that's exposed to so many of the, you know, frontline employees. So what that might look like is creating a cohort program for your managers to bring them through a learning process to learn the fundamentals of coaching, to practice coaching together. And over the course of 6 or 12 months, you're going to have managers who are well-versed, confident, having coaching conversations with their employees, which is just going to have such a positive ripple effect across the business. So what that looks like on my end is learning labs that I lead for my clients. We do 90-minute sessions once a month focused on, here's a topic we're going to teach you on about coaching. Here's some time we're going to spend actually coaching each other. Then we give each other rich feedback. And then we give each other practices before the next session, the next month. So sort of increasing level of commitment there. Start with a workshop, hire a coach for your head of people, and then create a really engaging educational program to help your managers actually understand, learn, and practice these skills.
Mr. Rollins, again, we really thank you for joining us here today on behalf of your coaching firm, Chris Rollins Coaching, and for what you do. And thanks for the insight and information shared here today on building and developing a coaching culture. Where can listeners get more information on Chris Rollins Coaching and how they best could be in touch as well?
I appreciate that. You can find me at chrisrollins.me. That's chrisrollins.me. That's probably the best place to find me. And you can also find me, Christopher Rollins, or Chris Rollins on LinkedIn as well.
And of course, that certainly works. And we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well and other links accordingly. Mr. Rollins, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Take care.
Now, you're more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with Chris Rollins, the founder of Chris Rollins Coaching, which helps organizations develop empowering and inclusive workplaces through leadership labs, workshops, and executive coaching programs. And for all the details, visit chrisrollins.me. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.